usually, you know, whenever I'm talking to like potential clients about where they are within the journey and what they're trying to do, that's where is like my happy place, right? Trying to understand the business problems that they're trying to solve and how can we kind of bring in our expertise and bring in like change that is going to transform their business.
Hello, and welcome to The Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics related to e-commerce. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be talking about delivery management with our guest, Divya Khandakati. Divya is the Senior Vice President for Global Delivery at Blue Acorn ICI. In her 8 years at the company, Divya has built a business analysis group, led a project management office, and was instrumental in the success of various client transformation journeys. Currently, she partners with the Infosys team to tap into their global talent pool to provide the best value to brands. As an ex-stand-up comic, Divya is very competitive and learns on the fly. On any given day, you will find her either learning German or enjoying acrylic painting or smashing at a badminton court. Let's get started. Hey, Divya, thanks so much for joining us. I'm so excited to get started and dive into delivery management.
Hey, Sarah. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
Well, yeah, let's just dive right in. What does a delivery team do? And can you explain what you do on a daily basis?
As a senior VP of global delivery, my role is to ensure that Blue Acorn ICI can effectively deliver high quality experiences to customers around the world. And as part of that, my focus is finding operational efficiency, finding the best operating model, and establishing processes in place so that we can go faster, go to market, and also establish an overall global delivery framework and make sure that we're providing the best value to the clients for every dollar that they spend.
Gotcha. So on a daily basis, what does that look like?
On a daily basis? Oh, that depends. I know. I hate that answer, but
every day is different. Yeah.
Every day is different, right? Most of my day-to-day activities, they're very focused on providing executive support to the various programs under the GDM umbrella, guiding and mentoring team members on how to handle difficult situations. And also just engaging with potential clients on their transformation journey and helping them make the right decisions. Usually, you know, whenever I'm talking to like potential clients about where they are within the journey and what they're trying to do, that's where is like my happy place, right? Trying to understand the business problems that they're trying to solve and how can we kind of bring in our expertise and bring in like change that is going to transform their business.
That's awesome. So I know you talked about your favorite part of your job or a happy moment of your job. What are some of the struggles that you face?
Yeah, so that's a tough one. But one of the biggest challenges that I see when there are people that are working in like this huge digital transformations is their ability to embrace change, right? I always believe in this principle that says the only constant in life is change. And change is inevitable, right? And humans just on like a, you know, psychological, spiritual level need to adapt to change. So one of the most important thing is realizing that whenever you see like resistance about change, that's just a very normal human emotion, right? And the reason folks are either resistant or have hesitation towards change is because they're kind of nervous about the unknown. Mm-hmm. The unknown could be, you know, when will the change occur? Where will it occur? How does it impact me? Will I have enough guidance to be successful? What will happen if I fail? Like, so there's like so many aspects of like this unknown that kind of causes like hesitation and nervousness and anxiousness with respect to change, right? So as a leader, if you're able to address those questions at the start of it, then the folks are going to be excited about the change and they're going to become your champions in ensuring that, you know, the change is accepted.
Versus you are presenting like you're worried about the change and everyone else is anxious and it just causes more barriers.
Yeah, like just imagine, you know, you were looking forward for like like a vacation, right? You planned it out, you've got your plans and whatnot, and suddenly, you know, an airline's called you saying, hey, the flight is canceled. Right? The flight is canceled. That's it. They don't tell you anything else. Think about like the emotions that you're going to go through. But imagine if the same airline said, hey, the flight is canceled, but we've already booked you to another flight that leaves 4 hours from now. And also, hey, because of the change, we're giving you like a $50 gift card, hypothetically. That is a much better experience than, hey, your flight is canceled.
Now you go into panic mode of what do I do now? How do I handle this versus having a plan for your next steps of action? So when handling course corrections or failures or just bumps in the road, what's kind of your guidance or what you've experienced?
Yeah, so this is my favorite topic. Over the years working at Blue Icon ICI, I've been known as like a fixer. So it's like Olivia Pope of IT is what I kind of imagine my
life. Love it.
So when I say fixer, I would say I'm like lucky enough to be like dropped into very challenging situations, and it helped me kind of like grow as a person as well as a leader. So one of the things that you want to do as a leader is build like a safe environment for your people to know that asking for help is okay and is highly encouraged. And secondly, I don't know why, but folks usually hesitate to ask for help. So it's on you to look for signs and give them the help they need, even if they don't ask for it. So a lot of times when you're kind of like dealing with a challenging situation, especially when you're close to it, you're always in this kind of like mindset. I was like, nope, I've been it from day one. I can fix it. Let me just, but you got to look at it from a kind of a burnout aspect too, with like, hey, are they being able to, you know, be very efficient about it? Are they burned out or they're near burnout? Are they stressed out about it? They might not say that they need help, but you got to look for those signs and give them the help and the support that they need. Mm-hmm. Another thing to kind of think about is when you're in a difficult situation, when you ask somebody else for like help, there's like so many levers that the other person who's not in it from a day-to-day basis can like provide. They can be like this amazing sounding board to kind of handle this. Like, I'll give you a good example. Like, and we do this on like a day-to-day basis. When we ran into like a technology challenge, right? Something is not working. We're working with a third party, and there's limitation on the third party side that we cannot control. But when you bring in, and this is where our parent company Infosys kind of comes in with 300,000 plus people, we are able to like tap into their engineering brain power to kind of come in and be the sounding boards for our folks so that we can run some of the challenges that we're going through and kind of bring in like fresh perspective and innovative ideas and creative things that the team on the ground might not be able to like think through because they're trying to like solve it and they might have been like exhausted. So that's one aspect of it. And the other one, similar to like when dealing with partners, when you're dealing with, you know, a specific vendor, you know, things are not moving, things are getting stuck in procurement. Thanks to our years of partnership and marketing management, we have existing partner channel relationships where we could work with their executives or get things done faster and process them soon, you know.
So when an organization doesn't have a delivery team or anyone assisting with that, what else are they missing out on?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things, right? And I'll talk about this with respect to the transformation journeys and like the pitfalls of just trying to do everything in-house versus like trying to go in and working with like an agency like ours. When organizations like take big transformation journeys, you know, they usually take that and like have like a big initiative, break them down into projects, have project managers or scrum masters that are like in-house, and they just like try to like, you know, approach these initiatives in a specific like way. But when you're working with, you know, a global agency like ours, we have all of this like additional, you know, experience in big transformation journeys that we can bring in, not just in that specific domain, but other domains as well that you might not have exposure to, but our consultants and our delivery team has exposure to. Yes, there are like, you know, specific industries where, you know, if you're in finance, there's like a lot of like compliance and security requirements and whatnot. But when you have consultants that are exposed to not just finance, but like medical, manufacturing and whatnot, they'll be bringing in a fresh perspective in problem solving that you might not be able to get when you're only using, you know, your in-house teams for like transformation. The fact that we've been doing this for like years and years, we've figured out the most efficient way to go about it, right? So we're going to bring in those in, not just the industry best practices, but also the Blue Icon ICI Infosys best practices. So you can go to market faster in the most efficient way, and you're getting the most value for every dollar that you're spending.
And do you find that the teams on the ground are more focused on the day-to-day tasks, which is why they're not looking at it from another perspective, because they're so focused on like the road ahead versus yes. big picture?
Yeah. And you need both, right? You need people that are going to be, you know, executing upon a specific path on the day-to-day activities and move the progress, whether it's about, you know, design, whether it's about development, whether it's quality and whatnot. You need those folks to add to the tangible product that is going to be used by the customers. But you also need people that are going to be at a much higher level, looking at it, not just at like a specific feature level, but hey, how is this project or how is this program impacting like the rest of the organization? What are the dependencies? What are the other departments that need to be part of this like change? So as we talked about, when this change does, you know, goes to production or is ready to be like pushed, there's more acceptance.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining. Before we wrap up today, I always like to end with a fun little spitfire of a couple of questions. So it's really just the first thing you think of.
Oh my God.
Go with that answer. You ready?
No. Yes. Go on.
Why should a CMO or CIO care about delivery teams?
The CMO or CIO, why should they care about it? Is because end of the day, the delivery team is the one who is going to take all of their vision and dreams about what their brand should do or what their organization do and turn it into reality, right? So it is very important for you to have a solid delivery team that is going to be able to deliver, no pun intended, but deliver on your vision and mission.
Love it. Great answer. And then final question, course correcting is blank.
Wow. Course correcting is it organized, chaotic, necessary exercise?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, No. That was a tough one. Well, awesome. Thanks so much, Divya, for joining us. And thanks, listeners, for listening to The Funnel. As we round out today's episode, be sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow along and give us a rating on there. If you'd like to follow Blue Acorn ICI or Divya on social media, be sure to check out the links in our show notes to follow on LinkedIn and more. Thanks so much. Until next time.